Coast to coast on the World Wide Web, this is Trot Radio on StandardBredCanada.ca. I'm Norm Borg. You know, like many of you, I have mucked out a lot of stalls in my day, but what's coming out of the governor's office in New Jersey can't even compare. Governor Christie's office is now recommending closing the Meadowlands. That's right, closing the Big M and having a 30-day boutique meet at Monmouth. All together now? What? We'll get reaction from Tom Lucento on this edition of Trot Radio. Welcome back to Trot Radio. A report for Governor Christie of New Jersey, chiefly authored by John F. Hansen, a real estate developer. You're going to want to know why I mentioned that. The report recommends closing down the Meadowlands, except for a week during the Hamiltonian, and just having a 30-day harness meet over at Monmouth Park. Now, this report did not initially include that recommendation. It came in the form of a supplement. And with us to talk about it is Tom Lucento, president of the New Jersey Standardbred Owners Association. Tom, did the supplemental to the Hansen report with those devastating recommendations come as a surprise to you?
Yep, it completely blindsided me because it's contrary to everything that we've all the meetings that we've had with them over the past 6 or 8 months and everything that we've done working towards having a better and shorter meet at the Meadowlands and having a, you know, more or less a boutique meet. And we were promised that it would be 100 days, and it didn't turn out that way. You know, obviously they blindsided us with this report, which I didn't expect. And, you know, I question the motive, you know, of the Hansen report. And I also question Mr. Hansen's involvement in it.
Why would you question his involvement?
Well, I mean, he's a real estate developer.
Okay.
He doesn't know anything about horses. And quite obviously, as I see it, and I think many others, he's not going to pull the wool over anybody's eyes. They want to get us out of the Meadowlands and then bring up a gambling casino up there and then sell it off for billions of dollars.
Yeah. I wonder, I mean, if I were a resident and a voter in New Jersey, I might be thinking that Governor Christie is using this as yet another example of his cost-cutting ways, because after all, the presidential primaries will be coming up soon.
Well, look, I can't speak for Governor Christie. I would expect that he's smart enough to see through this. I also don't understand the fact that you're going to save approximately $10 or $12 million by running a meet and lose approximately $200 to $250 million in direct and indirect taxes that this business gives, and it's a billion-dollar industry in the state of New Jersey.
No question.
So how do you allow one industry to survive, which I don't see the state of New Jersey having any monetary value in Atlantic City other than the taxes that they get from them? Why would you not take care of your own two racetracks that you have in North Jersey and North and Central Jersey? That's where your investment is.
Aside from that, you've got to, what's the word I'm looking for, recalibrate Monmouth to house harness racing for 30 lousy days.
30 days can't support our industry. Everybody that's in the industry knows that. I mean, and anybody that's out of the industry can easily figure it out with a little bit of knowledge. You can understand that people have breeding farms and lots of millions and millions of dollars invested. You know, how are they? They'll just move out. And when they move out, so go all the blacksmiths, the veterinarians, the farmers, and everybody else that goes with it, the tack shops. That means that even the pleasure horse industry folds up, too, because we help support them.
Mm-hmm.
And they kind of live off of us, you know, vicariously. And so, you know, this is a big thing. And I don't think the state really has given any thought as to how far-reaching it's going to be when they pull the plug on this.
I don't know what else will work because, you know, we here at Standardbred Canada had, initiated an email campaign to try and let Governor Christie know just how important harness racing is to that state and by extension, you know, Canadian race fans who put money into the New Jersey economy by going down to events like the Hambo, like the Breeders' Crown. What is your response to this going to be? Do you have a response? Is there anything that can be done? I mean, this sounds like a done deal.
I would say to you that there's going to be some serious legal hurdles that they're going to have to face before they can just do what they want to do to us. I mean, you just can't kick us to the curb. We've got contracts, we've got the sire stakes and different things and monies that we've taken in that we have to. And by law, they have to have live racing. And the legislature is on our side in the sense that they just can't throw us out.
Mm.
You know, now, I mean, if the governor turns around and says, well, I'll just shut the place down, go ahead and raise, well, then, you know, they're talking about privatization. Well, we have people that want to buy it, but we need to sit down at the table. Now, all of a sudden, the Meadowlands is off the table, and Monmouth Park is for sale. I mean, we have people that will sit down and talk to them about buying it, but you can't take it all. It can't be all one-sided. Whereas I'm going to sell it to you, but without any rights to gambling if it comes to North Jersey. Who's going to invest that kind of money if gambling should come to North Jersey? Well, who would invest that kind of money?
What can be done about the marriage, let's say, that seems to exist between the Atlantic City casinos and certain bodies of government there at the state that is effectively, you know, and I understand the casinos are kicking back some money to the Meadowlands in return for not having slots. I mean, it seems
okay.
Like a pittance.
Let me try and help you there. I don't want their money. I can make my own money by having the casinos come up here. Why? All we're asking for is parity. And we're also looking to make Atlantic City our partners. So it's a win-win for everybody. They're losing their shirt down there, and they're going fast. And that's why this push is on, okay, because they want to get up to the Meadowlands, but they don't want us there.
Mm-hmm.
They thought it would happen a little bit slower, but it's happening a lot faster.
Mm-hmm.
So they need to get up here. That's why Hansen came up with this thing, to get us out of there as fast as possible. I understand what the deal is. Listen, they say the land is worth a lot of money. What is it worth for? For retail, they can't sell Xanadu, and it's three-quarters of the way built. So what do you want to build, more retail?
Yeah.
You want to build houses there behind Giant Stadium every night with the Giants games and the Jets games and the soccer games? Who's going to live there? That's off the table. So what are you going to build, a hotel? How much money is that going to give the state of New Jersey?
Mm.
That's only going to help the developers.
Well, keep up the good fight, because I got to tell you, 30 dates of harness racing at the not even at the Meadowlands, 30 dates over at Monmouth. I mean, what is that? That's ridiculous.
They're not fooling anybody. They can't pull the wool over our eyes. I was born at night, but not last night.
Tom Lucento, president of the New Jersey Standardbred Owners Association. Very frank discussion. Thank you for your accommodation. I know you're a busy guy today, taking a lot of media requests. Keep up the good fight. I know you guys will get off the canvas and continue to fight again.
Listen, I want to thank you guys. You've always been behind us, and I appreciate all the help.
And we are now.
Thank you.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.